we'll buy the 10 minutes for the audience like we normally do. Give Shane a chance to get here. He might make it. He might not. And
when Shane gets here, I'm going to give him this. Shane, you're not yourself when you don't have a Snickers.
Right.
Oh, man. Hey, man, what's going on? Oh, people are getting in. I've got a Hershey's bar. Fucking got me soba.
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 Eh, I got me some water. Oh. I already drank all my tea.
I still got my tea, which will make
and I need
piss
a cigarette.
Later.
Like, need a cigarette, but I haven't had one since, like, I think it was Sunday after my brother's wedding, because I needed all of them to deal with my sister.
Well, Jobber Wrestling Corner discusses actual matches and wrestling. The Sentai Review discusses costumes of a superhero nature, and as many people are prone to reference today in wrestling, wrestling is the closest thing we have on a weekly basis to real-life superheroes that beat the shit out of one another. Man. It's flashy and gimmicky and colorful and flying capes and all of that shit.
Yeah. And some of them legitimately superhero-ish, like
the Hurricane.
Yeah.
Yeah, wrestling is like local heroes. It fits exactly what we do here on the Sentai Review, because we're not talking about their matches. We are literally talking about their costumes and aesthetics and gimmicks and... Yep. Sometimes when we fall on nostalgia trips and we talk about the stuff, that's fine. But that's Jobber Wrestling Corner discusses the actual matches and whether or not they hold credence, and then they rate those matches and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Except, shit match of the night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
Now,
to be fair, with all the COVID, you know, hold up and everything and all the fucking matches being held in empty arenas and shit, I haven't given two fucks enough to watch wrestling, which is why jobbers basically fall into the wayside, is because I said, fuck it.
Well, I'll also say that if you're looking for this episode later on, I didn't know where the fuck to put it. So in terms of the channel, it's saved to the Jobber Wrestling Corner playlist. Because I didn't know where to put it. We don't have a wrestling costume list. We have a Sentai costume playlist. Mm. We didn't have a playlist for these two wrestlers that snuck in here and got rated. So,
right. And by the way, for What's a Kane, you'll see when we get to it. However, now that we're...
Did I spell it wrong?
No, you spelled it right. Okay. Hey, Annie, that's right.
Look, because I wouldn't know.
Right. No, you did it right.
I was just said. I was
if,
just told.
If you
Kane.
Don't know professional wrestling, then yeah, you're not gonna fucking know.
Which is fine. Instead, you can enjoy an MS-07B custom.
And you can also enjoy story time with Uncle Sario.
Oh fuck!
Story time.
It's time for story time. Which, to be fair, is technically a wrestling show as well. We're not going to give them any fucking free advertising or anything like that. Fuck that.
Let's all gather around the fire and sit down and hear Uncle Seth's tale. No, don't sit on Uncle Seth's lap. You sit in a chair, motherfucker.
Yeah. You're sitting in my lap. That means you're sitting on my computer. And I need that for porn. But no. Today's story time with Uncle Sario is... Do as I say, not as I do. What do I mean by that? By that, I mean, if I tell you to not start a flame war on Facebook, don't do it, because I'm going to do it. And
what?
I'm going to deal with
fuck?
It.
What the fuck just happened?
And if I say, hey, don't fucking smoke, slap me, and say, you actually follow that one too. And if I say, don't be an asshole... Fucking you don't be an asshole, but I'm going to be an asshole. Because that's my job.
Yeah, Casario's an asshole.
Yes. Yes, I'm a big asshole. Especially now that I'm trying to quit fucking smoking. And I'm almost 2 weeks in. And I really need a goddamn cigarette. But I'm two the fuck weeks in with no cigarettes, so we're getting there.
Now, we're only down two members right now. Shane is
Shane's
on
in
his way.
Route.
Yeah.
He's en route.
He'll get here when he get here. Nick, however, we
Nick
got
will not
no
be here
fucking
today.
Idea.
He will not be here today.
Excuse me.
So what's this flame war?
So I threw down on Facebook because a certain somebody is being a complete and total bitch for no good fucking reason to people. And while it is our spouses, soon-to-be spouses, and
all that girlfriend drama.
I said, go fuck yourself.
Oh, okay.
Now, whether they saw it or not,
I don't give two shits.
I've seen it, and I laughed,
and then I clicked on it again, and I laughed, and I looked at it one more time, and I laughed, and then I decided, it's nice to know that they have the same level of bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's true. But again, I needed to vent, because again, I'm going through nicotine withdrawal. That shit is bad. So it makes me angry!
It's true.
At dumb motherfuckers! Who can't move 2 inches in line at the fucking McDonald's!
That was amazing.
So I could get some food!
That was back-to-back awesomeness.
Yeah, I know. We both go to Hardee's. They've decided that they're gonna fix the parking lot right as you and I are trying to fucking go through the drive-thru.
Oh. Fuck that shit.
So he pulls around and he goes inside and orders. I said, fuck it, and I went up to McDonald's. And the McDonald's up over here by the Kroger's, there's nobody there, but there's an old bitch sitting in the fucking drive-thru. She places her order and then fucking sits there.
Wait, that fucking truck was still there?
No. Different thing. So
I mean at the McDonald's. When I went there, there was a truck there just sitting there.
No, it wasn't a truck. Okay. It was an old bitch in a fucking silver SUV, and she placed her order, and they said that'll be fucking $4 or $5, whatever the fuck. She got like a sandwich and a coffee, and then she sat at the fucking screen because it's that dual fucking thing.
Yeah.
So nobody knows whether they're supposed to go or not. I'm sorry, the way this works is you place your order, you drive the fuck up if there ain't nobody there, and there ain't nobody there, so she needs to fucking go up. I know there's somebody in the inner fucking screen waiting to place their order, but if you've placed yours and they say $12.95, please pull around, that means move!
Yes.
But anyway, so with the girlfriend drama, I threw some shit down because the one girl thinks that she's
not even worth it. Not even worth it, because we're going to deal with it today. I promise that.
Oh, I know we will.
What was funny was the cement truck in the Hardee's parking lot in the drive-thru that nobody could figure out if he was ordering or if he was working. It was just pulled awkwardly almost into the drive-thru.
Yeah.
And people were kind of going around him cautiously. and then the line backed up hardcore. So I decided to go inside. And that was wonderful. Because I pull around to the front, park in the front, get out, walk up. And as I'm walking by, there's this dude parked in spot one for like the you have to wait for your fucking hash browns type of shit. You know?
Yep.
So I walk by him, and I wave at him. Sup, guy? So I go inside. And I'm like, hey, what's going on? And they're like, oh, we are so backed up. I'm sorry. Look, blah, blah, blah. If you're looking for anything that has a biscuit in it, I don't know how long that's going to take, man. We just put 3 trays down. For some reason, we're getting massive orders. I don't know what's going on. We're way backed up. I said, that's fine. I don't care. I'll wait. So I order. I order that number 3, and this guy turns around and looks and sees that it's already there anyway, and he just goes, you know what? And he just puts it in the bag and gives it to him. He says, you actually came inside, so whatever, there you go. So I turn around and I walk out with my drink and my stuff, and I start walking down, and I turn around and I look at the dude that's still in the truck, still in the same fucking spot that's been sitting there since I walked in, and I waved at him with my bag of food. What's up? And I could see this guy's face in his truck, and he was like, what the fuck? God damn it!
Yep, exactly.
Like, sitting there waiting for shit. So so good.
It's like, you fucker should go inside.
Right.
In terms of my wallpapers, yes, thank you. And I am currently adding to these wallpapers. You probably will not see a Wing Zero. I don't like Wing Zero. I'm sorry, I get it. I'm okay with Wing Zero Custom, the fucking angel thing that was used in
yeah, Endless Waltz.
But, yeah. What? Bill, on a scale of 1 to 10, how badass do you think you... What the fuck question is that?
On a scale of 1 to 10, how badass do you think you are? This applies to the entire gang. In terms of how badass do you think you are, I would tell you Nick thinks he's a 9. Shane thinks he's a 12 because he's got to be better than Bill.
Oh, he does, too.
Yes, so he's going to say he's like a 12 or a 37 or something.
He's a bad motherfucker.
I'm at about a 6 because I have been in a couple of scraps in my lifetime. Like the one time we went up to the Pizza Hut and that fucking roid-raged motherfucker who said he was straining to be in the UFC walked around and shook everybody's hands and then decided he wanted to get into a fist fight with us by checking our disembodied voice into the car door of his own car because we were going to give the drunk motherfucker a ride. Yeah, I almost beat the living shit out of that guy until he fucking hit me once just real good. Knocked me the fuck out. No, literally, you snicker, but that's literally what happened. That's the fight where I fucking grabbed the dude and threw him on the ground and went to go to sit on him. And I fucking let him out of the chokehold, and he turned and punched me square in the face, and I wasn't expecting it because I was expecting him to just fucking be done with it.
Okay, I know what you're saying.
But, yeah.
It is the same. Okay, the wing and Endless Duel, or Endless Waltz, I'm sorry, the game was on my mind. That Wing Custom is supposedly the same Wing Zero that shows up, and I don't understand how that's possible, because that's also supposed to be the same Death Scythe, which doesn't make any sense, but whatever. Here's the thing. We've wasted enough time. I thought that maybe if we burned out 13, 14 minutes, he'd get here. Gets here, he gets here. So, welcome to the Sentai Review. What the fuck episode are we on?
Yes. hold on.
Yes!
It should say.
One moment.
I don't have it up on there right now, so.
Yeah, no, hold up. 228.
Okay.
Sentai Review, episode 228. Kane from the WWE.
Yep. That's right. Repoid right. Bill, William Bush.
Seth Lovell, sorry.
Scott Action Jackson, and Shane is late.
Having a door shut on him.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone. The Sea Destiny goof, really, if I remember right, all
there
it is it just kind of looks like the flight goof, so,
Okay,
here we go!
Ooh-dah.
Okay.
Fuck, where'd I put... There's where I put my phone.
I do remember this.
Yep.
This was, I guess, the first used to experiment it at Madison Square Garden.
Yep.
So he had a cape at first.
Yeah, and that was a stupid fucking gimmick, and everybody knows it.
Okay, so the cape went bye-bye pretty damn fast.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
It's
gotta be Kane!
What was it? Wasn't it like 2 months, 3 months later, the cape was completely gone?
Well, when he actually made his official debut was In Your House, Bad Blood, Hell in a Cell match. So.
Right. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Because before he was doing like the fucking fake Diesel shit for...
He was the fake Diesel
for
a while. And then before that, he was the dentist.
Yeah, that's right. I knew he had a couple fucked up gimmicks, but yeah. And then he did keep the contact lens to change the one eyeball to a different color.
Right.
The hair underneath of the mask is a wig. I want to say at one point in time, like here in the early career, it was legit his hair. But then later on, they switch it over to a wig because it's easier. The thing that most people don't get about wrestling and wearing masks is it's 1,000 times easier to sell the injuries and then just walk off like your fucking crew. That's part of the reason why when we used to backyard wrestle, I would wear the mask because then my character Reaper could come out, get the shit kicked out of him, fucking walk back and sell that my arm is fucked up. But then since I have to come back out and stand in front of the camera and be, hey, what's up, everybody? We're going to get down to our next match of fucking Bill Lee versus Leon. We're going to get that going soon. So, let's do this. And I could walk out and not have to worry about, oh, no, my arm is fucked. Oh, God. Oh, it's not really, but oh. So, yeah, that's part of the reason of putting on masks and shit on people.
So, really. As far as explaining the Kane character, he's the Undertaker's brother, yet Paul Bearer is the father.
Mm-hmm.
And he loves setting people on fire.
Oh, yeah, the pyromaniac shit.
Yeah.
Yep.
How did they do this with safety involved? How did
most of the time he was just spilling gasoline on people, and that's as far as it got.
Until
they got to the, oh yeah, this behind the scenes image of him.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's not relevant.
Because the a couple pictures back was supposed to be like Triple H, back in his Hunter Hearst Helmsley days. No, where he's pouring the gas.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah, I was looking for...
Because I believe that to have been, yeah, it's Triple H, and then I'm not sure who else is there. Maybe...
No, that's not even them.
Really?
That's either Gangrel and Christian. Oh, that's the Brood. That's Gangrel, Christian, and the Edge.
Ah, okay, see? I knew it was fucking something. Because I just saw the fucking, the white poofy shirt and the long fucking blonde hair. I was like, I think that's Triple H and his I am fucking royalty, fuck you type of
It's just Gangrel, Christian, and Edge when they were part of the Brood thing.
Okay, fair enough.
Getting gasoline poured on Christian's crotch.
Yep, which again, like I said, most of that is water.
Yeah, I was going to say, since it never actually went to full term, I imagine it's water.
Right.
They're selling a gimmick. That's what it is. There's nothing wrong with it.
Right, because they didn't really get to doing, like, flaming tables and shit until...
Well, they had that
while later.
Inferno match.
Well, look, here's what I'm saying. There's no way he could have lit somebody on fire in real time in front of an audience safely. Not without causing real damage. Like, fire is... I don't know if you've been on fire. It's fucking horrifying.
Yeah. No, I have been. We did a wrestling match in the backyard once, and we actually lit the table on fire with fucking lighter fluid as opposed to the, like, cooking oil like you're supposed to. That way, then when you hit, it goes out. So, yeah, that was fun. And then the other one was when we were in training, somebody had one of the, like, flash paper bombs that you put in your hand, and you hit it and fucking throw it in somebody's face, and it's just supposed to look really fancy, but, yeah, the wind kind of caught, and I got some of the ash in my eye, and, yeah, that shit fucking hurts. So, no,
like,
I understand.
I'm just telling you, there has to be an awful lot of prep when you set somebody on fire. You burn so fast, it is... out fucking rages.
That's why they have so many fire extinguishers going off when somebody does go through a flaming table.
No, that's the flaming table. That's not even close to the same concept. I'm telling you that 90% of the time, more than 90% of the time, this was water. And the reason I know that is because there has to be prep to setting a person on fire because you burn fast.
Yep.
Like, you burn fucking fast unless you're wearing something...
Unless you're wearing gel and a whole bunch of fucking layers, yeah.
It doesn't take but a fucking second to burn. I've fallen into a fire, and I fell into a grill. Mm-hmm. And both those times I wound up with extensive burns that reminded me not to repeat that incident. And then I repeated that incident because I fell into the grill and then I fell into the fire. So I didn't learn very well. but I have yet to repeat a third circumstance.
It's like Christopher Titus's joke. He was like, yeah, I quit drinking at 17 because I fell into a bonfire. You don't need AA after that. That's a one-step program.
Yeah, it's a one-step program. Okay.
So as far as the actual attire, for those just listening to this on the podcast, since we haven't really been describing this shit.
That's
because this comes out first now. It's not... We used to be podcast oriented, and now we've kind of moved to where the podcast is
live.
Has slowly become our second nature because we do this show live.
Yeah, but to me it's weird. It's like, okay, I make the audios for the podcast, and it's like...
Because the podcast is still relevant.
Yeah, but it's like, we're not really describing these things anymore.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong, though. But yeah, he's right. So it's basically, it's a...
black boots.
Yeah, red jumpsuit with black boots, like a black belt-ish thing around his stomach that ends up having, like, black zigzag lines that go down his, like, the outer side of his legs.
I think it's supposed to be down both sides of the outer legs.
I believe so.
And sometimes it's like one side leg.
Right.
And then his upper area has like one flame like going downward in black.
Yeah. It's got like a black flame that goes down. He wears gloves on both hands.
No, one hand. A glove on one
hand.
Yeah,
he has a glove on one hand.
And then he has a dumb
wrist thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. See, it's because I can't tell from this picture.
Yep. And then he has,
you're right. Okay, it's because I'm so used to fucking 2.0 since that was more the mainstay, where he had both fucking gloves and
he wears
3.0.
He wears his half muscle shirt.
Yeah. Yeah, the left side, like his left side, it's sleeveless from the shoulder all the way down. Other than his fucking wrist pauldron gauntlet thingy. And then, of course, like I said, the mask with the fucking long hair, which some of the time is him, and most of the rest of the time it's a fucking wig.
Well, I could tell at this point it was, without a doubt, fake hair.
Mm-hmm.
Because you see him. You saw that behind-the-scenes thing. Yeah.
Which you could jump to now. Yeah. Because we only came back here so I could figure out who the fuck that was. Well, he was gassing.
Whatever you're wanting to... If we're rating him...
I suppose. Hold on. There we go.
You know me. I don't give a shit, but it's costumes. It's not the same thing as rating the fights or whatever. He gets a 5. This is the icon look. As far as I understand, this is what he's always been known for. And every gimmick that he tried after this was never as successful as his debut.
Well, I mean, the only thing that was neat was I think the next one is going to be kind of a reverse color, but that's about it. But overall, I'm going to give his original one a 4.5.
I'm at a 4 myself, which puts us pretty much at even here. He's a 4.5 altogether.
All right. So that was his original
tie.
That
was his OG. We're going to move on to the next suit. Whenever Bill's done playing with his phone.
That's because I was looking at fucking what he posted. Second.
Yeah, the colors got flipped.
Yep.
Okay. That's more than just a color flip. Because now
he's
got some mesh so you can see his fucking man pecs.
I think later on, before the color change, he started getting the mesh in, so.
Right. But, yeah, it switches from being all red with fucking black details to red details in an all-black jumpsuit. Everything else is pretty much the same. The mask does change a little bit, I believe. But I believe that to be the mask that he pretty much wears from here on out.
I see. Okay, well, okay, so this is him.
Yep.
And his... There's ladies.
Yep.
Which served no fucking purpose at this point. they served no fucking purpose.
Yeah.
It wasn't until really down the road there was a couple of them. They were far and few between where there were women that like meant something that literally could wrestle, but then they were still caught in the gimmicks of their age. So even if they had legitimate talent, they weren't allowed to express any of it.
Right.
And don't get me wrong, I'm not sitting here advocating that, you know, oh my God, women were mistreated. Yes, it happens, okay? Well, but it's not, it's no different. They were played for their, they were played for sex appeal and stage appearance. Yeah, they were secondhand characters.
Mostly, yeah.
They were secondhand characters. They were literally fridge characters.
Yep.
Because they serve the purpose of being love triangles or hussies or defiance or some sort of lecheresses, and that's all they were. And then they started all the bra and panties matches and shit like that in the Attitude Era. Is that what you guys refer to?
Well, the bra and panties were kind of a little bit after the Attitude, or
very late near the ass end of it when they were basically trying to push it as far as they fucking could.
Yeah.
Because now that the Monday Night Wars are done, we have nothing better to do. Let's just strip women naked.
Okay.
Because fuck it. We still have to be edgy.
And give them 3 minutes until we get two Samoans in here to kick their asses.
Yeah, that's true. So, yeah, they basically wore out the gimmick. But
look, I like...
Once again, I'm at a four.
Oh.
Yep.
I'm going to fall down to a four on this. I think his color swap hurt him.
Okay. Where you at, Scotty?
I'm going to raise it slightly because I kind of like the color better with this way. 4.7.
Okay. And then we divide that by 3. He's a 4.233333 repeating or 4.23. Moved the fuck on. And Shane's here, so he should be up in like the next 2 or 3 minutes. Just 3 pictures. Not much changed.
Oh, I'll go ahead and I'll answer your question just because you went ahead and put it in here. Normally I wouldn't do this, but Leo is a better leader than Andros by fucking 100 goddamn percent.
Yeah, you're not wrong. But this is the suit that I remember most of all.
Okay.
This is the one that I personally like. Because I actually did like the fact that they gave him like most of the meshing shit. Because to be fair, 9 times out of 10, he was fucking getting rid of the fucking top portion of his shirt any fucking way. So, it was, that's just the way was at the time.
Because with the pictures I'm seeing, and I don't know how these were selected, to be fair.
Right.
But I haven't seen him lose the top shirt. So that was a thing? He would sometimes, like, rip the top shirt off or something?
It would happen in the middle of the match, depending upon what it is that would happen. There were times where, yeah, it would basically come off. And he would just simply have the pants and the gloves and the boots, and that would be fucking it.
Okay.
But like I said, it was something that would happen like mid-match, and mostly because of that belt he's holding right there.
The Hardcore Championship.
Yep.
Or the Broken Hardcore Championship.
Right. Because to be fair, they made it out of old Broken Intercontinental belts.
And World Championship.
And World Heavyweight, so yeah.
Huh.
But I mostly remember this costume from the WWE
Mercy game.
Yeah, that's true.
Neat.
And yet,
oh yeah, Drew Carey at Royal Rumble. He comes in, he eliminates a dude. Kane comes out.
No, he doesn't eliminate anybody. The Hardys eliminate themselves.
That's right. So yeah, and he just kind of stands there, he's like, "Yeah, fuck it, I'm doing it." Yeah, and Kane comes out, and he's like, "Bye." And fucking leaves. He's like, "Okay, well."
He does offer some money at first.
This right here. This right here is the reason I could not do wrestling.
Yep.
This is why. Because this was right around the time, this is a little where I was starting to hang out with you guys, and you guys watched it, you guys were really into it, and I was going up on the weekends and I was trying to kind of watch it with you.
Mm-hmm.
And they would do these fucking dumb gimmicks like William Shatner was in episodes, and he did like fucking chest bumps and dumb shit.
Yep.
And fucking, then here's fucking Drew Carey. Get the fuck out of here.
And then they had Will Sasso on like a dark match against Stone Cold, I believe.
And they just kept doing this gimmick.
Yep.
It was like every other fucking week there were people showing up.
And then, who was it? Who was Brittany with at the time? Kevin
Federline.
Yeah, William
Federline
Shatner
pinned John Cena.
Yeah, I remember.
Are they hearing you, Scott? Because somebody just said Scott.
It might not be Scott.
Auto,
it might be
audio.
Me. They're thinking Seth is who's coming in weird. Because something tells me, yeah, I know, but I'm watching the spikes, and the spikes will sometimes only stop at like 2 or 3. I don't know if it's because I'm plugged into 3, which is supposed to be Shane, or if I'm plugged into 4, or if it's just my mic cord is starting to fuck. I don't know. Or it could be the fact that Bill has literally got his chair on my mic cord. That really? Shouldn't affect anything, but...
Yeah, I don't think okay. that was because of my wheels or... I don't know.
Right, but the only thing I could do was kind of fuck up the wiring in it, but... Ah, hold on. Yay, we've officially become fucking tech review. Okay, no, I am. I'm in the right one.
Look, you guys can try to correct me all you want. I see this where, like, people do this with their fandoms. They get, like, defensive and they want to defend right. their fandoms. They're like, oh, you don't know. This is what I was seeing. I was growing yeah. up and I was watching, like Samuel L. Jackson, for some reason, was showing up in the ring. And Snoop Dogg was a
oh,
character.
That confused and the fuck out of me. The Snoop Dogg got introduced to the Celebrity Hall of Fame in the WWE. What the fuck did he do?
He was
he
fucking
get, he
there.
He didn't get in the ring.
He
didn't
was
risk
there.
Anybody.
He was there. See, that's yeah. my fucking problem. That's my problem is it's look, I'm okay with the gimmicks. I'm okay with the storyline. I'm even okay that it's staged. But it is so staged that I honestly think it hurts it. Okay, no, hold on. Let's test it.
Yeah, we know. Yeah, we
but
saw.
Sometimes people don't know who is who. So Scott is about to talk. Let us know what's going on with his audio.
Hi, this is Scott. I'm talking right here. Can you hear me?
So play it. We can listen to it. There's a 15-second delay. Play it. Turn your volume all the way up. Because we need to hear what's going on. Yeah. Go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, I can hear it. I heard it when it was going off, so.
I don't know.
Okay. So let's do it this way. Because there's a Scott, a Shane, and a Seth. Fucking 3 S's. Is it my fat ass talking? Am I the one that doesn't come in correctly? Or do you need to leave and come back, Andy? Is it your fucking internet? I don't know.
Everybody sounds fine. I'm on the live. We're on the live stream right now listening. I don't hear anything. So whatever was going on was going on. I don't care who's cousins or who's what or who's...
Right.
When you bring in stuff like this, look, they don't bring William Shatner in to fucking fight in a boxing ring or to do MMA because he'd get fucking wrecked because the Kirk punch doesn't actually work.
Right.
Okay? But it does work in this, and it made it too much of a gimmick for me when I was growing up, so I didn't care. That's what took me out of wrestling, and there's nothing you can do to put me in it. I'm sorry. There's nothing. You could defend your fandom because there is merit to what these guys do. They are hardcore fucking athletes, and I will never take that away from them because I can definitely not do what the fuck they do.
Yep. I barely could do what the fuck they did, and I used to be fatter than I am now when I did it.
Okay, so this is what he's teamed with the American Badass at this point.
It's the Undertaker.
Yeah, because it's him and Taker. Yeah.
Yes,
which are their brothers. So they're
is
the
this
brothers
Taker
of
at the time? Because
yep.
I see that
yep.
headband.
Yeah, that was the Taker of the time when he was doing the American Badass.
Yeah,
thing.
So he's the badass guy. Yep. Okay, well let's rate this dude because it looks like we've gone through his suits.
Five.
Oh, and by the way, introducing.
I'm here.
Wow.
That there you go.
Anyway, what you got, Bill guy?
4.3.
Okay, 4.3. And then what do you got, Scotty?
Man, people are dropping ones on this guy. Is there a reason for the hate?
It shouldn't be.
Because I'm not seeing anything that different.
I'm going 4.
Well, you're here now. What do you give Kane? This is third iteration.
3.
3? Okay, so we got a 3 from Sniffles.
I'm seeing ones and twos. It just...
4.075 or basically a 4.08. Next.
I will say that's what threw me off. He's fine to me. If I have one issue with this costume, it is the top mesh shirt thing. The rest of it is very much just what I've already seen.
Right. Now, like I said, this is the one that I grew up with. This is the one that I saw most of all. So to me, he's fine.
Right. Okay. I was just curious if there was some underlined reason why I see a lot of hate spewing up now.
Meh.
The belts.
Oh, yeah, the Spawn belts. Yeah, I forgot about that one.
You know, you forgot something else. I know you said you don't like all these dumb gimmicks and stuff, but you also got to remember is that your president was on this show. So
not wrong.
Be patriotic.
And he got stunned.
He got a fucking Stone Cold stunner.
Are you trying to reiterate the fact that
Stone Cold needs
like...
to give him a fucking another one? But that's another story for another goddamn.
You live in this country, you will follow what your president says.
You're trying to reiterate the fact that I don't like the gimmicks that fucking. Oh my god!
And the loser was supposed to shave his head, and Vince McMahon lost, so he had to shave his head.
Yep.
Is that why he shaved his head?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Literally.
It was a bet with Donald Trump.
It was a hair versus hair match because Trump paid thousands of dollars for his hair plugs. He said, "We're not shaving my hair." And Vinnie Mac said, "Fuck it, I don't give a shit."
No, they have some have some weird matches.
Hair versus hair match.
Yes.
Do you see why you can't get me on board?
Yep.
Versus hair match.
They had a match called a kendo stick on a pole match.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they also had a Buff Bagwell's mom on the pole match in WCW.
I thought she was on a fork truck.
But it's labeled on a pole.
On a pole.
It's labeled on a pole, but yes. I forgot about that one, yes.
I think Bill should...
He's so happy! He's so happy! He's so happy to flip that guy! Yes, I'm doing it. I'm doing it. Yes. Yes.
That's as far
it.
As you go with the shitty program.
You know what it looks like when he flipped the guy.
It looks like
shit. But anyway, yes, we will. We're going to talk about costume here in a second. We're just kind of thumbing through the pictures for you guys.
Okay, that's a cool image.
Yep.
Like, that's very well shot.
I'm about to slap your chest.
Yep. Yeah, test.
And, yeah, I was about to say, and to make it worse, it's against test. So, yeah.
Chest test.
Mm-hmm.
And the mask did change a lot here.
When he turned maskless, yeah.
And they partially shaved his head.
Yep.
He finished the shaking.
He looks like he's trying to rock that fucking Vegeta widow's peak.
Kinda.
Went too far.
No, he just doesn't have... If it would have just came down like here, and then if they would have just shaved the sides off...
Yep.
Then he could have went to the... And then he could have went and got some hair gel and spiked the shit out of it.
Yep.
Instead, he just shaved it all off.
Yep.
And this is when he became the full monster again.
Yep.
Chained up.
Mm-hmm. And then they started the fucking, what was it, storyline where fucking
Lita.
No, the thing with Lita where fucking him and Lita were going to get married because she was pregnant
with
his kid.
Hell spawn.
Yeah.
Okay.
That dog shit.
So because of the way this era is.
Yeah, we know.
Yep.
Now, to be fair, that one and the other one are the two best shots.
Okay, so let's
so
first talk
fucking...
about mask, and then we'll talk about no mask.
Right. So with mask, he's basically... Now, to be fair, the jumpsuit and everything is still the same. It's kind of like the mesh with, like, leather belts everywhere as if he were Spawn or a fucking Final Fantasy character, leaving that one alone
also
there.
Also remember that later down the road, the mask will actually have hair with it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we've already covered that.
Yeah, we already covered that in the beginning stuff.
But yes, and then they basically, they drop the bottom portion of the mouth for the mask. It's basically the exact same as the last one, only instead of having, like, the big bulky glove, now it's just a smaller one. And then they incorporated the fact that he needed his fucking bicep guard to hold his fucking muscle in.
Was this the 90s?
Yes.
No. Okay.
No, not this era.
I thought it started in like late '90s and then went into the 2000s.
This was like 2005, I think.
Okay, so they were behind comic books because comic books had a fucking belt fetish in the '90s. Belts and pouches.
No, I'm almost certain because I remember seeing the mask thing happening when I was still in grade school, and that would have been like September 11th type of fucking area.
2003 is what this guy's saying in the chat.
September 11th was the American Badass teaming with the Priebus Kane.
Well, this guy's claiming 2003. This was right off the 90s.
Yeah.
We were still, we'll call it recovering from the 90s.
Yeah.
90s, they hadn't died yet.
Because I graduated grade school in 03, and that's when I started high school. So, yeah, the Kane demasking, I believe, that was early in 03, because I remember I was still in grade school when that happened, because I went into math class that morning and fucking was talking with a couple of dudes being like, what the fuck was that? And they were like, I don't know either. Because, yeah, it was goofy as shit.
And then he's got, like, red knee pads and...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I said, he basically pulled a Spawn gimmick. He's got all the belts everywhere. He would have had spikes, but obviously that's going to fuck him up more.
Once again, he's got one glove on the right hand, but I think it's like one of those biker fingerless gloves, though, I think.
Right.
And then once he loses the top, I think he just gains more stuff for his arms.
I believe so.
When he also becomes maskless, but...
Okay, well, this... I'll do a three, I guess. It's okay. It still fits the same gimmick he was running with, but I think this is baselining what he was going for, and it's very much falling into like all the belts and the like he's really playing gimmick now.
Right. Which is why I'm at a 4.5.
Yeah, I'm gonna go 4.
And Shane left the room, so no score.
Okay.
3.83 repeating, so 3.83, so yeah.
And then once he unmasks, he more or less loses the top.
Kinda.
That's the same top.
No, his mainstay.
Yeah, after he becomes maskless, it's not shown here, it might be in the next set.
Okay.
But yeah, he basically loses the fucking, the
top.
Yeah, his shirt. He still keeps, like, the pants and the gloves and all that shit, but he loses the shirt. So okay. Let's move on to the next set of photos, because that might be it.
Okay, that's fine.
Because I think with this, his pants changed slightly, so...
They didn't change slightly. That's not the same pants.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he got more of a barbed wire fucking aesthetic
to him. He went back to straight-ass tights, not belts and a bunch of dumb shit. But, yeah... But they're still playing with this, like, there's a heavy, flashy black, and then there's, like, the normal tights black.
Yeah, it's like a pleather to make it seem more shiny, and then, like, a cloth to make it seem more dull in between the barbed wire.
Okay.
Yes, he fought himself.
Oh, yeah.
Of course he did.
Mm-hmm.
Don't fart in your darker side.
Yeah, I know, Shane.
But he was his darker side.
Fantasy IV did that too, and you didn't like it, so
but
you don't
also,
like it here.
Right, and then he also changed his pants again. Because I think when he fought the other side of him, I think he won, didn't he?
I'm not defending
no.
him.
No.
Okay.
His original side won.
That's right.
To be honest with you, I wasn't a big Kane fan.
Is this... Do they revert him back to the old look or something? Like,
no.
Okay, now,
I mean,
nowadays when he appears, he doesn't have that mask.
Okay,
he has
so
the
wait,
mask that
when
shows
Undertaker him. Fought Undertaker and Undertaker won, that was their excuse to change Undertaker.
Right.
Yeah.
Here, Kane fought Kane and nothing fucking happened?
No, nope. He became a mayor.
He's not wrong.
Yeah,
Glenn Jacobs ran for fucking the governorship in his home state. Yeah.
Of Tennessee.
And fucking won. Well, technically that's a lie because his home state is here in Illinois. He actually grew up and wrestled down in Decatur. That's the reason why him and Taker became good friends, is because Taker actually started wrestling up in Joliet. near Chicago. In fact, our buddy Craig used to fucking claim that his uncle's the one that taught him on how to do the fucking snake eyes so, and fucking walking the tightrope shit.
I want to talk to you about that classic episode of Dragon Ball Z where Kami couldn't become Guardian until he got rid of his darker self. Well, think about this. He had to fight his darker self so he could become Mayor.
Yep. Yeah, I know. We just broke your fucking brain with some real shit that happened outside of the ring.
By the way, that storytelling I just did is better than anything WWE can pull off these days.
It ain't fucking wrong. That's the reason why does I stop fucking watching again.
I'm hating it.
With Alexa Bliss, you know,
that's not sick. Anyway, but yes, as you can see, the pants changed. But yes, when he defeated his other self, he was able to go back to wearing the fucking mask.
Now, this was a very brutal beatdown. He hit him with a rock. That was a real rock.
No, that's an urn.
All I can tell,
it's an urn.
Since I'm on the outside.
It's the Paul Bearer urn.
Oh, it's the urn, yeah.
Since I'm on the outside of this, as far as I can see, what's happening is that two Pokemon Masters met to fight, and then Team N came in and fucking subdued one of them, and then they beat him to death with the urn of his own dead Pokemon.
Yep. Next!
Close enough.
Well, technically, that's Team Nexus, but...
Team N.
Yep.
We call them Nexus.
Okay.
They just didn't... they didn't have enough money to put the rest of the word on their shirt.
So you mean like Team Rocket, how they could only afford for the logo?
Are you telling me they were actually called Team Nexus?
Yes.
Yes.
So they were an actual Pokemon villain team?
That instead of stealing Pokemon, beat you up. Yes. It was a gang.
Yes.
Officially, John Cena beat them up. So
by himself. All of them.
Anyway, with this suit, it's 3.5.
Well, it's not really a suit. It's just pants.
Well, true. Yeah. But to be fair, the only thing he really kept is the boots. And even then, he kind of more changed them to being like fucking high top tennis shoes. So, yeah.
Eventually, he will go back to a mask.
Yes,
it'll be different.
Back to looking more normal. But, yeah, this is any moron could have pulled off this look. Trust me. I did it.
Is it three?
Okay. Yes, no for the rating? Two.
Bill dropped a deuce.
Yep. Then we divide by the four.
Team Nexus gets a zero because they were in the wrong fucking show.
So he got a 2.875.
What if I told you that the year that the Nexus showed up, people said that was one of the best summers of wrestling because they loved how Team Nexus came in. And
got buried.
They got buried.
John Cena.
Oh, fuck.
You couldn't be in that industry without... You had to basically kiss up to John Cena if you wanted to get a push.
Had to kiss Cena's ass or you had to kiss fucking Triple H's ass, but those are other stories for other times. Now, in terms of this, he got a 2.875 or 2.88, which if you dial it down the center is legit ass. On your fucking T9 keyboard.
Okay. The Man in the Iron Mask.
Yep.
You ever seen that movie?
So, yes.
I love the look Bill's giving you right now. Just
Kane
like,
came
I,
down to the ring with additional you. Mask on top of his mask.
Yep.
I'm going to go get in a leave.
Fair enough. All right. I'll take over.
I forgot about that little story arc with her.
Yeah, she's a little psycho. And she ended up marrying CM Punk.
Yep.
Which, if you read her, I don't read her book, but she actually does have a mental illness.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's actually legit. But next.
That's the Kane of now.
That's the current Kane mask, yeah. I think his attire slightly changes, or either he kept all of it, but from this era.
Right, and you could definitely tell where they fucking wove the hair into the mask and everything.
That's the mask build of what he wears now when he does show up. This is the one
kept it warm for you.
This is the one that has hair and everything, too.
You see me?
yes, but they're legal. He can take drugs on camera. They're the legal kind.
This is so dumb.
They're over the counter, like non prescriptive medicines. That's fine.
Dumb. I need a motherfucking weed.
Bye. I mean, we're still here, but I mean, for the face cam. Anyway, so next. Oh, yes.
Team Hell No.
Yep.
That is not their fucking name.
Team yes, Hell. Yeah, Team Hell No.
Yeah. Can't you see? Can't you see? From hell, and
I am out of candy and out of headache medicine.
You couldn't tell that they were Team Hell No. I mean, he says has no on his jacket.
Next.
Brothers of Destruction.
For a bit.
Yep. Nope, that's the last picture, and I believe that was the last time they teamed up, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, unless you want to
during
count
the Wyatt
shitty...
family stuff.
Well, no, if you want to count the shitty them versus
okay,
DX.
No, I don't count that because okay. that was yeah, a we, that no. match was one of the worst matches. Yeah. In...
Shh. We don't know. Shh. No.
So Kane's attire has these little stitches up and down his attire, except for his bottom towards his boots, which have fire coming out of them.
You have your glasses off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I took my glasses off.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have an aneurysm?
He might have.
Shane?
3.5.
Now there's just a blurry red coat man standing next to a blurry black mass. And I can handle that.
Shane, give me a score.
3.5.
Scott, give me a score.
2.5.
Okay, Bill, give me a score.
The blurry black mass gets a 3.8. I can't quite make out exactly what's going on, but there's enough red and enough black that I could tell that something's going on.
So there, it's a 3.325 or a 3.33. We can move on, which I think this is the
end. You just jealous.
No, one
you
more.
Just, you just jealous
Kane.
That your boxing
oh,
doesn't
fuck.
Have great
yeah.
fucking storylines.
Right, yeah. Yeah, we got to go through Corporate Kane.
I feel like I'm glad I took my glasses off.
Corporate Kane.
Because I don't know what Corporate Kane is, but I'm already disappointed.
He's wearing a suit.
It's him in a suit and fucking tie. That's it.
It's Corporate Kane.
He's a corporate lackey. He came down from his mayor job
basically
and fucking
what
cut
he did.
Promos and ran Raw and then would fucking go back to his 9-to-5 mayor
during
job.
During the Authority story arc, basically what he did is he went up to Triple H
he
and
wrestles
kissed his
in,
ass.
He wrestles yep. in nice pants and shoes.
Yep. yep.
Yeah.
So he's the equivalent of Arnold Schwarzenegger coming into movies to do cameos and then leave, and we all got a fucking boner because maybe he would do something,
yep.
and then he never really did anything?
Yep.
Nowadays, that's what Kane does. He'll show up randomly, he'll get a pop, do something, and then disappear for a while.
It's like Mick Foley or Stone Cold. They're too old, they're too broken, they can't wrestle. They show up, people go,
wife
yay,
beater.
You're here!
He's wearing a wife beater.
He's fucking done.
Yeah, when you're a corporate... You know what that means? You know, I don't understand the whole the arm things that he's wearing.
Oh, the arm. The
did he
elbow
did he did he wear that underneath of his suit
I just in case he had to whoop ass?
Yeah.
The mayor has to do some mayoring today.
Probably, yeah. Probably
fine day only. For mayoring today.
Yeah. Uh-huh, fine day for mayoring. Well, best skedaddle. Death approaches.
And believe it or not, a lot of the times when he did come down, some people did skedaddle.
Yeah. No shit. To be fair, the man may be in his 40s, but he's still going to beat that ass.
He's a huge fucking dude.
And then once on the Blue Moon, he did change back over to the previous Kane
yeah.
when
oh,
he got pissed off.
So basically right. having that split personality when he was like, I don't know what you're talking about, guys.
Yeah.
Mask, I gave it to you. When reality, you know exactly what you're doing. You're trying to fuck with him now.
Yeah, exactly.
Wasn't that when he kind of turned face?
Yeah, he was starting to do a face turn because the corporate came was a heel turn, but he was kind of trying to bring it back. But either way, I'm at a fucking 2.
It's a guy in a suit. I'm going to give it a 1. It's a guy in a suit.
It's a 2. You could buy his fucking outfit from Goodwill. It's a 2.
Yep.
It's just a dude now.
Yeah, it's just a dude.
Ass.
1.88. We ain't had that one in a while. And then we divide that by the foe. He's a 1.72. Damn, I should have tried to basic math that a little better.
Does your boxing have a corporate guy that comes down in a suit and box? No?
To announce them.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah.
And sometimes the ref is a legitimate old-time boxer that will punch back if he gets hit.
Yep. I've seen that one. That gets funny. I can't remember. No, I can't remember who it was.
And yes, the UFC has wrestlers.
Yep.
That are referees as well that will grab the other guy if he's out of order.
Yep. Yeah.
Just an angry guy in a suit. Zero.
I mean, you're not wrong.
I saw some of those refs in the UFC are bigger than the fighters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
that's because some of the refs in the UFC are trying to get into the UFC to actually fight. It's like when you're working your way up in the indies, Scott can attest to it. When you're trying to get into the ring, a lot of the guys that want to have to fucking make their bones. So they're either taking tickets, selling concessions, or reffing.
Or security,
yes.
He has no costume. He's disqualified.
I mean, kind of yes and kind of no.
Yeah, that's technically not a costume.
When he gets in the ring, he wears partial costume.
Well, because here's the thing.
To be fair, all work attire is a costume, because if you're a mechanic, you're expected to wear a jumpsuit because people expect mechanics to wear a fucking jumpsuit. If you're in the business world or a politician, you wear a suit and tie. Why? Because they expect you to wear a fucking suit and tie so you look, quote, professional.
This dude is really hardcore about dropping his nuke.
Yeah, I noticed. He dropped like 6 of them in a row. He's also spamming in chat, which is going to be funny because YouTube likes to go back through live streams, and anybody who spams shit in chat, they'll just delete your account for like a month.
Dude, I heard that's been happening, actually.
So, luckily for you, we're not a big-time channel, but YouTube could still come back and fuck you, Andy, so be careful, man.
I like how that's... that's your work costume, not your wrestle costume.
To be fair, sometimes it's one and the same.
He does wrestle.
My wrestling costume used to be fucking trip pants with a fucking t-shirt that we took a Sharpie and drew on. That was legit my wrestling costume for a while. Then I added a fucking wrestling mask. I literally got an Oro mask from AAA and took a fucking paint marker and painted over all the gold to make it the colors I needed it to be. We're broke.
I'm not 100% sure what we're moving on to next, but we're not done for the day, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah, we ain't done.
Just this episode is done.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick piss break, because I don't have cigarettes, so I'm not allowed to smoke anymore. But I need a cigarette! Say the thing, Shane.
Bye!
Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.